second game of the doubleheader about to get underway. The New York Mets taking the field out there. It's set the battle in the final game of this four-game series. Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy, the starting pitchers for the game will be Gary Grohl for the New York Mets, pitching to Johnny Stevenson, and pitching for the Cubs, Ernie Broglio. His catcher will be Vic Raznowski. The first game won by the Cubs 7-6. Under somber skies, but the enthusiasm of the Mets fans not dampened at all as they witnessed an hour and 10 minutes of displays of banners between games. And now the second game to get underway, and the first pitch by Gary Cole is in for call strike. For the Chicago Cubs, the first batter is Joel Malfitano. He'll be followed by Don Landrum, then Bill Williams, then Ernie Banks, then Ron Santo, then George Altman. The catcher, Vic Raznowski, batting seventh. Don Kessinger, the shortstop, batting eighth. And the pitcher, Ernie Broglio, batting ninth. First pitch, a called strike, and now Cole back again. And a curveball is in there for a called strike two. Joe Malfitano did not play in the first game, won by the Cubs 7-6. He is batting at 244. No home runs and three runs batted in, playing at second base, a right-hand batter. Gary Grohl, with a record of 6 wins and 6 losses, on the mound for the Mets. He has won 6 ball games in a mixture of relief and starting performances. This is his 32nd appearance on the mound, his 11th start. And now Grohl back at 2 strikes, and he misses with a curveball. It's all the way back to the screen. Ball bouncing away from Johnny Stevenson, the catcher. The Mets have Ed Cranepool at first base, Chuck Hiller at second base, Roy McMillan at shortstop, Johnny Smith at third base, in left field, Jim Hickman in center field, Johnny Lewis in right field, Gary Cole. Right at the moment, the skies are ominous looking, somber clouds as they float by, but the first game in and the second game underway. After Joel Malfitano, the batter will be Don Landrum, followed by Billy Williams. Mets in the first ball game had the bases loaded with 2 men out in the bottom half of the ninth. The tying run at third, but a great play by Ron Santo saved the game for the Cubs. Cranepool in the batter's box, waiting patiently as Abernathy goes to the rosin bag. Now he stands on the pitching rubber, looks in for the sign. Outfield being moved around toward left field. And the pitch. It is hit down to third base. The backhand play by Sano. A great play to save the game. The ball hit to the right side of Ron Sano over down the line. He went over to backhand the ball to keep it from going on through. It would have been the game for the Mets, but he came up with it. Went to the bag for the fourth play that ended the ball game. And the Cubs hang on to win by a score of 7-6. Now a curve back way inside. It drives Malfitano away from the plate. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The umpires for this ball game: Stan Landis at home plate, Mel Steiner at first base, Al Pollock at second base, and Augie Donatelli at third. The pitch is hit high in the air. The shortstop, Roy McMillan, right underneath it. He's waiting on the dirt part of the infield. And it comes down. He has it. One away here in the top of the first. The second batter of the ball game coming up, it is Don Landrum. Landrum has had 1 hit in the 3 games prior to this ball game, 1-for-10. He's batting 242. Landrum, a left-hand batter with 5 home runs and 21 runs batted in. Third baseman Charlie Smith shortened up to guard against the bunt. Outfield shifted toward the right side, and Gary Grohl taking the signs from Johnny Stevenson. And the first pitch to Landrum is a curve in there for a called strike, a big sweeping curveball by Gary Grohl. Roll out to save the final game of this four-game series. Cubs won the first one 4-3. They won the second one 7-1, and they won the third one 7-6. The first game of this doubleheader. And now at 1 strike, it's Grohl back again. And he's high with a changeup, and the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike. Lights are on here at Shea Stadium. Over toward the left field foul area in back of the stands. Very heavy, dark clouds. Very low cloud cover right at the moment. Planes flying by on their way to LaGuardia. Coming out of the mist down into the landing area. Now a curve back swung on and missed. And a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Well, we have a lot of information for you throughout the game on the banners displayed here. Last year there were 1,031 banners displayed. This year, I believe, quite a bit more. It took an hour and 12 minutes to have them all parade by with prizes awarded to 4 classes. Now the 1-2 pitch. It is bounced in the ground, and the count stays at 1-2. Foul ball. The winning banner certainly a well taken one for a Mets fan. The overall winning banner, the sweepstakes banner, was a simple one that said, to err is human, to forgive is a Mets fan. That won the number one prize of the day. Now at 1-2, it's crawled back to Landrum, inside with a curveball, dug out of the dirt, and a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. In the two-man category, the winning banner was Pray for Rain, R-E-I-G-N. Very attractive one in the two-man group. Gary Kroll peering in, Don Landrum, a left-hand batter, waiting in the batter's box. And now the pitch, fastball outside, and it's ball three. Full count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. One banner out here today was over 100 feet long. It said, the bells are ringing for me and my Mets. Let's go, Mets. And they went around with this 100-foot banner with bells ringing. Pitch back is inside at ball four. The first baseman of the game goes to first base, Don Landrum. That'll bring up Billy Williams, who's had quite a series against the Mets. Billy has had 7 hits and 11 times up, 2 singles, 2 doubles, 2 triples, 1 home run. He has driven in 5 runs, and he has scored 5. His average now up to 294. Williams with 18 home runs and 65 runs batted in, a left-hand batter. And Gary Kroll with the first pitch. It's a curveball inside for ball one. Ed Greenfield with a dangerous Billy Williams, a left-hand batter up, playing behind the runner at first base. Landrum has been bothered by sore heels. Although with Kroll on the mound and his big move to home plate on his delivery, it's a little bit ticklish with a runner at first base. Ball back to the plate to Williams. And a ball hit hard down towards second base. Chuck Keller over the one-handed as he goes to his left to play to first base in time for the second out. On the play, Landrum moves over to third. That'll bring up Ernie back. Ernie batting at 276. Big home run in the first game. It put the Cubs in front 6-4, 2-run home run. Now batting with Landrum at third base and 2 in away. No score in the game. Ernie has had difficulty with Gary Kroll. He is not the type pitcher that he has looked too well against. Kroll goes into the windup. Here comes the runner. He's going to steal it. And a steal ball. Ball going right over the top of Banks' head. We'll see what's going on. The home plate umpire, Dan Landis, indicates that Banks was dead and the runner will have to go back to third. So in spite of the fact that the runner was across home plate, Ernie Banks hit by the pitch. He goes to first base. The runner goes back to third. A break for the Mets. Landrum back at third and Gary Kroll is in the set position. The batter is Ron Santo. Santo, a right-hand batter. Batting at 281. He takes the pitch inside at ball one. Santo with 23 home runs and 64 runs batted in. Roll in the set position again. His next pitch to the plate, a curve sweeping in at strike one. 1 ball and 1 strike. Landrum breaking from third base had a tremendous jump. He was going as Kroll started his big windup. Banks was actually trying to get out of the way just to save his life as the ball went at him. And it nicked him. So a run was sent back to third. Now the 1-1 delivery. Fastball up high and it's ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike as Gary Kroll works here in the top of the first. Runners at first and third with no runs in. Johnny Stevenson, the catcher, sending the signs back to the mound. Kroll takes them. Looks at first base. And now the next delivery, a fastball foul to the right side out of play. And that evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. two strikes. Landrum talking with Alvin Darden, the third base coach. Rube Walker, the coach at first. Ernie Banks leading off there. So in this time, a fastball is high and tied at ball three. So Gary Kroll, the pitch after losing his hat, picking it up. Third batter that he has gone to 3-2 on in this first inning. Ernie Banks will be going with the pitch. He's being held at first base by Crane Ball. Now Kroll in the set position. Banks goes, and the pitch is high for ball four. Well, the Cubs, without a base hit, have the bases loaded here in the top of the first. And it brings up George Altman, left-hand hitting left fielder. Darryl Sutherland, newly acquired by the Mets for Larry Bernard, is starting to warm up in the bullpen for the Mets. Altman, who has not played too much this year, batting at 245. This is his 69th game. Altman with four home runs and 20 runs batted in. A left-hand batter. And the first pitch. Fastball, it's on the outside corner for a strike. Bases loaded for the Cubs in the first. Pitch hit on the ground through in the right field of base hit. John Landrum scoring from third base, coming around to score from second base. Ernie Banks to throw to third. It's back and he's out. Ron Santo trying to go from first to third on Gary Gold. Thrown out on the perfect throw as Charlie Smith makes the play. But in the inning, the Cubs score two runs on one base hit. There were no errors. Was left on, and the score at the end of one half inning, the Cubs 2, the Mets nothing. Hey, if you've been wondering what Swedish Americans sing after this mortgage war, listen to this.
Is a song that Swedish Americans sing over and over at their parties and picnics until they raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Elan Gore is a traditional Swedish drinking song, and often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Swedes than in all of Husqvarna, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do Swedish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
It'll be Chuck Hiller to lead off at second base. He'll be followed by Roy McMillan at shortstop and Johnny Lewis in center field. Fourth batter for the Mets will be Charlie Smith, the third baseman, batting fifth Eddie Greenpool at first base, batting sixth in left field Jim Hickman, Gary Cole batting seventh playing right field, Johnny Stevenson the catcher batting eighth, and the pitcher Gary Cole batting ninth. And now it's Ernie Broglio with his first pitch to Chuck Hiller, a fastball into center field. Don Landrum right there, and he makes the catch. Brings up Roy McMillan. Roy with two hits in the first ball game, 4-for-10 in the series, batting at .233. One home run and 24 runs batted in. Cubs leading 2-0, scoring two runs in the first on one base hit. And Rolio, right-hander with a fastball. It's inside. It's ball one. Ernie thinking the pitch was good enough, but called the ball by home plate umpire Stan Landon. And now Broglio back again. The pitch is punched down to first. Banks goes over to his right for the ball that was not hit too hard. He comes up with it, throws to Broglio covering at first base for the second out. Right now, as we wait for Johnny Lewis to come up, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
A Telmobile WGY and WGFM connection.
Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Shea Stadium. It's a 2-0 game in the bottom half of the first with two men out. The Cubs leading. The batter is Johnny Lewis. Johnny, a left-hand batter with two hits in the first game, driving in two runs, batting at .265. And he takes the first pitch, a change curve inside, it's ball one. Johnny now with 38 RBIs. He has 14 home runs. He's had quite a series against the Cubs. 5-for-14. Pitch back to him. Curveball up too high in the count at 2-0. Final score in the American League. The Yankees defeated Detroit 6-5. Winning pitcher was Renup in relief. He came in the game in the eighth. The losing pitcher was Orlando Pena in relief. Now at 2-0, a pitch outside, ball three. Yankees 6 runs, 14 hits, no errors. Detroit 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Kaline Downing, who was the starting pitcher. Arthur, Cash, Richardson, and Barker at home run. Now at 3-0, a tie for ball four. The Mets have their first base runner. That'll bring up Charlie Smith. Charlie batting .266, had a home run in the first game. His 13th, he has 44 runs batted in. Johnny Lewis with a stolen base in the first game at first base. Dime run is at the plate. 2 men away in the bottom half of the first. The first pitch, a curveball outside. This is ball one. 10 and 10 a day. A total of 25,067 paid. And along with service personnel, 25,681 a total. Now the next pitch back hits the left field. Charlie Smith with a two-out, two-run home run to tie up the ball game. That is Charlie's second home run of the day. His 14th this year. He now has his 45th and 46th run batted in. The batter stepping in is Eddie Grainball. And the first pitch to Grainball, a slider that's in for ball strike. Head batting at .264. 8 home runs and 42 runs batted in. Strike delivery, a changeup. It is hit to right field, a base hit. High drive over the head of Ernie Banks and out into right field. Cut off by Bill Williams, and the Mets now have Grainball at first base with their second base into the ball game. The batter coming up is Jim Hickman. Jim, a right-hand batter, hitting .224. 8 home runs, 21 runs batted in. Playing left field. Four tied at 2-2, and the Mets tying up the ball game with 2 men out in the bottom half of the first. The first pitch to Hickman is hit hard down to short, taken on one hop there by Kessinger. He goes to the second baseman for the fourth play that retires the side. But in the inning, the Mets tied up by scoring 2 runs. They had 2 hits. There were no errors. 1 man left. And the score at the end of 1, the Mets 2, the Cubs 2. First man up for the Cubs here in the top of the second with the score tied at 2-2 will be the catcher, Vic Rosnowski. Vic, a left-hand batter, hitting .217. And Gary Cole with his first pitch, a fastball over at the knee, strike one. Rosnowski did not play in the first ball game. Ed Bailey was the starting catcher, and he had a 3-run homer in the first inning. And the 1-strike delivery, curveball in, it's strike two. Overhand curveball, breaking over the inside corner at the knees, it's a 2-strike count. And Crow back again. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. A foul tip indicated by the umpire, and Gary Crow gets his first strikeout and his first out here in the top of the second. Score tied at 2-2, and now batting for the first time, the second baseman, I think it's a shortstop, Don Kessinger. Now, once again, the rain is starting to come down here at Shea. First pitch is fouled away. Strike one. Rain had started before and stopped. It's not very heavy at this moment. Some of the banners that were displayed, there were about 1,700 of them being used as umbrellas at the moment. 1-strike count. And a line drive on a high curve to left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman takes it on the second hop, a tough hop, and holds the shortstop at first base. Second base hit for the Cubs. It's even at 2 apiece. The score tied at 2-2, and the batter coming up is Ernie Broglio. working with a crew of three here in the second ball game. Augie Donatelli, who was the umpire in the first ball game, behind the plate, is not out. Throw to first base, not in time. No tag made by Craneville. Augie going off the field now, not on it. Dan Lamis at home plate. No. Steiner at first base, now Bollick is at third. Next pitch back is in for a called strike. Ernie Broglio squaring around, but taking it, strike one. Ernie has no hits in four times up this year. Once again, the rain has subsided here at Shea. It's been just briefly on and off. One strike at every bunted, and it is foul. Ball knocked away in foul territory by Johnny Stevenson. The count goes to two strikes. Most popular banner here today was the one that took second place in the multiple carrying division. Bells are ringing for me and my New York Mets. Let's go, Mets. Throw to first base, not in time. Well, the group that carried the banner around won some transistor radios, and they asked to have them donated to an orphanage. It's an awfully nice approach. And the next pitch is high. It's a fastball for ball one. On the pitch, Rodeo was squaring around the punt. One ball, two strikes. Charlie Smith, the third baseman, was in looking for a possible two-strike punt at the time. Four tied at 2-2. And now the pitch. Curveball outside as Broglio was hitting away, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Once again, it's Cole on top. And now a curveball inside as Broglio squared around the bunt, and that fills it out at 3-2. So Gary Kroll, who had a two-strike count, has now found himself in a situation at 3-2. Pitching to the pitcher, Ernie Broglio. One man away, we're in the top of the second, a 2-2 ball game. Messenger does not go, and the pitch is taken inside, ball four, and Kroll walks it. Once again, action in the bullpen, stirring up for the Mets. Darrell Sutherland getting up to throw. Messenger forced on down to second on the third walk issued by Gary Kroll. That'll bring up the leadoff batter, Joel Malfitano. Joe popped a short his first time up. He's batting at 239, a right-hand batter. And a slider is up too high. It's ball one. One ball, no strike. And now the pitch is in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Fortano taking all away, decoying a possible bunt. Mets are not looking for a bunt in this spot with one man out. And at 1-1, pitch is fouled back for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Yeah.
2-2.
Cubs with runners at first and second. And the pitch. Slider swung on and missed. Strike three. So Gary Cole picks up Joel Malfitano for his second out. That is his second strikeout, both coming in this inning. Now he'll work to the left-hand batter, Don Landrum. Landrum walked and scored a run in the first inning. Walked, stole second base, moved over to third on a grounder by Billy Williams to second. Later on scored when Altman singled to right field. Altman's single drove in Ernie Banks, who was hit by a pitch ball. First pitch to Landrum, a curve hit off the hands, foul, bouncing over on the first base side, strike one. Threat of rain at the moment appears to have diminished. Sun has broken through in some spots. Sky has lightened up considerably. And the fans now coming back to their seats. Had two brief light showers. Throw of one strike in the pitch to Landrum is hit foul to the left side. That moves the count up to strike two. Count. Curveball swung on a miss, and Gary Cole strikes out the side, giving up one hit and one walk, and leaving two. And the score at the end of 1.5, the Cubs 2, the New York Mets 2. And now a word from Cool Filter King.
In the sixth, they yanked the pitcher. And your cigarettes through two. Tastes flatter than his curveball. And you don't know what to do. It's time you change to Cool.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to Cool's. With rich tobacco's Cool's white filter, extra coolness to discover. Extra coolness in your smoke, let Cool's come through for you.
Discover the extra coolness, the refreshing taste of Cool.
You'll be smoking Cool's all the time. Once you come up to Cool,
come all the way up to Cool and taste the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Smoke Cool, Filter Kings.
Now the first pitch here to Gary Cole. But in there for a call strike as Rodeo starts out with a change of pace. Mays had his 30th home run in that San Francisco-St. Louis game, 483 for him. Jesus Alou and the Cubby also had home runs. The losing pitcher was Kurt Simmons. Next pitch back is low, and it's one ball, one strike, and now a conference at the mound. Vic Rasnovsky talking with the pitcher Ernie Broglio. Ernie has given up two runs and two hits. A two-run home run by Charlie Smith at the half of the game in the bottom half of the first. In the American League, the Yankees defeated Detroit 6-5. Winning pitcher was Renneth in relief in the eighth inning. Now the next pitch back to the plate is low, and it's two balls and one strike. K-Line, Downing, Euler, Cash, Richardson, and Barker home runs in that ball game. The losing pitcher was Pena. Only game for the Yankees, a single game. Next pitch outside, ball three. It's three balls and one strike. At the end of eight, Cleveland 6, Chicago 2. Bell now pitching for the Indians. Seaver was the starting pitcher. Bono pitching for the White Sox. Peters was the starting pitcher. Cowan, a home run in the fourth with no run. That's the first of two. Three balls and one strike on Gary Cole. And the next pitch is hit high in the air in foul territory, drifting out of play. So the count moves up to three balls and two strikes. First to two, Baltimore 2, Kansas City 2. After 5.5, Larson has replaced Bunker for Baltimore. Segui still pitching for Kansas City. Hershberger home run in the fourth with one on to tie up the game. Minnesota shut out Boston 8-0. Winning pitcher Jim Perry, a two-hitter. He went all the way. Losing pitcher was Moorhead, no home run. Now 3-2 to Gary Cole, but a foul ball again. Out of play. The end of four, the Angels 4, Washington 1. Toplitz has replaced Nerum, the starting pitcher for the Senators. Newman pitching for Los Angeles. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Gerry Cole. He's batting .239. 1 home run, 7 runs batted in. Curveball, it's too low, and he walked in. That puts Cole at first base with no one away, and it brings up the catcher, Johnny Stevenson. Batting .225. He had a pinch hit double in the first ball game, won by the Cubs 7-6. Later on, stayed in the game and was out, so he was 1-for-2 in the first game. No home runs and 2 runs batted in. Both those runs won a ball game. Now one to left center. It's going to be for extra bases. Ball going through up against the wall on two hops. Going from first base is Gerry Cole. And Johnny Stevenson holds up a second, and the Mets take the lead. Double and his third run batted in. The Mets lead it now by a score of 3-2. And it brings up the pitcher, Gerry Cole. Rolio to the plate, and the pitch is bunted on and missed. It's strike one. Stevenson back to second. Bob Humphreys now warming up in the bullpen for Chicago. He's a right-hand pitcher. Mets leading 3-2, 3 hits and 3 runs. Pitch back to Cole is high. A throw down to second base, but Stevenson goes back in standing up and hits the shortstop. Gessinger knocks him off the bat. 1 ball, 1 strike on Gerry Cole. Cole has been a bat 25 times. He's had 3 hits. He's batting .120. Final score, Cleveland defeated Chicago 6-4. The winning pitcher was Sonny Siebert. He was relieved in the seventh. Losing pitcher, Gary Peters. Carolyn, the only home run in the fourth with no one on. Both sides with 12 hits. 1-1 delivery, popped in the air, foul. No chance for the catcher to get to it. The count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Johnny Stevenson at second base. No one out. We're in the bottom half of the second. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. Rodeo comes up with his first strikeout, his first out here in the second. And we now go to the top of the batting order. Chuck Hiller comes up. Hiller flat out to center field his first time up. His average is .255. First pitch. Curveball hit hard by the first baseman down the right field line. Stevenson will score from second base. And Chuck Hiller goes into second base with a sliding double, although no play on him at all. And the Mets take the lead 4-2. So Chuck Hiller getting his 8th double of the year on his second base, exchanging with Johnny Stevenson. Roy McMillan, the next batter scheduled up. Roy standing by as Lasnowski comes back behind home plate. On 4 hits. The Cubs 2 runs and 2 hits. 1 away in the bottom half of the second. Roy McMillan at first base with 1 away, and the batter is Johnny Lewis. Johnny walked in 4 pitches his first time up. He's batting .265. And the first pitch is low. It's .1, and here comes Lou Fine, and that might be all for Ernie Brolio. Lou Fine has a right-hander, Bob Humphreys, warming up in the bullpen, and he walks out to the mound after the first pitch by Brolio. Klein is going out of the ball game, back to the bench. So Brolio, for the moment, is still in. Mets leading 5-2 in the final game of this series. batter is Johnny Lewis. Rod McMillan at first base, and the first pitch to Lewis after the conference is low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Audio sets again, and the pitch. It is high for ball three. So Johnny Lewis has had seven pitches thrown to him in this ball game, and none have been a strike. Now the 3-0 pitch. It's outside, ball four. So Johnny Lewis has had eight pitches so far in this ball game. He has reached first base twice, and this is going to be all for sure for Ernie Broglio. Roy McMillan on down to second base. The Mets have runners at first and second with one out. And Klein making his second trip out to the mound, and that is all. That means we'll have a right-hander, Bob Humphreys, coming in.
Going to the bottom half of the seventh inning, first game of a doubleheader at Kansas City. It is Baltimore 4 and Kansas City 4. Bunker, Larson in the sixth, Schumann in the seventh for Baltimore. Diego Segui for Kansas City. Don Mossy in the seventh. Homers by Hirschberger and Seabrook. And the league-leading Minnesota Twins shut out the Boston Red Sox 8-0 as Jim Perry got his eighth win against two losses. It was a two-hit shutout. Four hits started and took the loss. Bennett in the sixth, Raddatz in the eighth. Going to the bottom of the sixth. Los Angeles Angels lead to Washington, comes as 4-1. Buston Aaron for Washington. Compass in the first, Ryan Duren in the fifth. Newman is going for Los Angeles. Back to action here with Ralph Tanner.
All the actions in the stands and on the field right now. The stands can't out. Let's go, Mets. The batter is Charlie Smith. Him and Charlie's two-run home run that tied up the ball game in the bottom half of the first, his second of the day. The pitch is hit to right center field. It's going to be in for extra bases. Roy McMillan scoring from second base. Johnny Lewis scoring from first base. And Charlie Smith goes in the third with a triple. Has put the Mets in front by a 7-2 margin. He has driven in five runs in this ball game and two times up. Make it four runs and two times up. A home run and a triple. The Mets lead 7-2, and now the batter is Eddie Greenball. Both those runs going against the record of Ernie Broglio. And that RBI of four, the RBIs of four, tying a Mets record for runs batted in one game for this year. Hard swing by Greenball with a high fastball at strike one. Eddie single his first time up. Cubs are playing their infield back with Charlie at third base, one away. Greenball batting at 266. The next pitch is down to second. Smith will score. It's picked up by Malfitano. His play goes to first base. The Mets now lead 8-2 on the run batted in by S. His 42nd. And that brings up Jim Hickman. Jim, the ninth man to bat in this inning. Hard smash down the third. Bobble by the third baseman, Sano. He picks it up, fires to first base for the out. Ball was hit hard enough that Sano had time to find it after he went over to his left to one-hand the stop. And then when he bobbled it, it bounced around near him, and he picked it up to make the play. But in the inning, the Mets send nine to the plate, scores six runs on four base hits. There were no errors, no one left on. And the score at the end, one man left on. The score at the end of two, the Mets 8, the Cubs 2. Now it's the top of the third, and the first man up is Billy Williams. He takes a strike, takes a ball for ball one. The next pitch by Gary Curl back is high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Gary's had his troubles in the ball game. He gave up two runs in the first on one base hit. He walked two batters and hit another. In the second, he gave up a walk and a single, but struck out three to get out of that inning. Now behind 2-0, and his pitch back is in for called strike. Two balls and one strike. And the 2-1 delivery to Billy Williams is in for a call, strike two. To second base his first time up. Left-hand batter in a 2-2. It's one deep to right center field. Johnny Lewis back by the fence. He is there. Going, gone. So Gary Cole giving up a home run to Billy Williams. That makes the score 8-3. Williams hitting his 19th, and he has had quite a series against the Mets. That is his second home run in his four-game series. He has also had 2-3 base hits, 2-2 base hits, and 2 singles. He has had 8 hits in 13 times up in the series. Has driven in 6 runs and scored 6. And that brings up Ernie Banks. Ernie was hit by a pitch ball his first time up. The fastball hit deep to right field. Moving back is Gary Cole. It's over his head against the wall. Ball bouncing off the wall, and Ernie Banks goes into second base standing up. So with the Mets leading by an 8-2 score, a home run and a double with no one out here in the top of the third, and action in the bullpen again for the Mets. The newest Met, wearing number 43, is getting set to throw. And also Larry Miller, a left-hander. Sutherland, the right-hand pitcher. Now the batter is Ron Sano. And a curveball, smash down, foul, fair to third. Up comes the ball. Over the first base, and Johnny Smith turns in a fine play. Johnny Smith fields that ball in foul territory, but the umpire, Augie Donadelli, ruled the ball went over the bag, so it was a fair ball, and Johnny, throwing deep from in foul territory, made the play. So a good play, pulls up and out. And the batter coming up is George Altman. He drove in two with a single his first time up, and he takes the first pitch. It's ball one. Altman now with 22 runs batted in, batting at 250, holding the second base on that play by Charlie Smith, Ernie Banks. And the next pitch is bounced to the middle. Roy McMillan over the back of the bag to handle it. He throws the first base to the out. Ernie Banks moving over to third on the play by Roy McMillan. Roy getting that ball directly in back of the second base bag about 10 or 15 feet. So his good play turns in out number two, and it brings up the catcher, Vic Razdowski. Vic struck out his first time up on 3 pitches. He's batting at 216, a left-hand batter. And the first pitch is a high curve. It's ball one. One ball and no strike. Ball back again with a high curve. It's ball two. Two balls and no strike. Mets leading 8-3. The Cubs with Ernie Banks at third base with two men out in the top of the third. And the next pitch is high and outside. This time a fastball. It's ball three. On deck batter is the shortstop, Don Kessinger. And the right-hander into the big swing and back again. And outside is ball four, and Gary walks his fourth man. That puts runners at first and third, and here comes Wes Westrum out to talk with Gary Cole. And he's making the move. He's taking him out. Gary Cole sagging around. He just just hasn't been able to get the ball where he wants it. He is being taken out of the ball game. And it's going to be Darrell Sutherland making his first appearance for the Mets. Darrell just brought up from Buffalo, where he had a record of 8 wins and 8 losses. Pitched 124 innings, gave up 124 hits. He struck out 69, walked 42 in 30 ball games. So Gary Cole going out of the ball game with a 5-run lead. He has worked officially 2 2/3 innings, giving up 3 runs, allowing 4 hits, striking out 2 and walking 4. He also hit a batter. He gets a hand and he walks off the mound. No chance to win the ball game. A starting pitcher has to go 5 innings before he can receive credit for a win. And the ball game will be in the hands of the official score from now on if the Mets win it. And the Mets in front 8-3. The Cubs with runners at first and third with 2 minutes. Altman now with 22 runs batted in, batting at 250. Holding the second base on that play by Charlie Smith, Ernie Banks. And the next pitch is bounced to the middle. Rather than over the back of the bag to handle it, he throws the first base to the out. Ernie Banks moving over to third on the play by Roy McMillan. Roy getting that ball directly and back up the second base bag about 10 or 15 feet. So his good play turns in out number 2, and it brings up the catcher, Vic Lasnowski. Struck out his first time up on 3 pitches. He's batting at 216, a left-hand batter. And the first pitch is a high curve. It's ball one. One ball and no strike. Ball back again with a high curve. It's ball two. And no strike. That's leading 8-3. The Cubs with Ernie Banks at third base with 2 men out in the top of the third. And the next pitch is high and outside. This time a fastball. It's ball 3. On deck batters, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. And the right-hander into the big swing and back again. And outside, it's ball 4. And Gary Watts is fourth man. That puts runners at first and third. And here comes Wes Lesser out to talk with Gary Cole. And he's making the move. He's taking him out. Gary Cole, sagging around. He just hasn't been able to get the ball where he wants it. And he is being taken out of the ball game. It's going to be Darrell Sutherland making his first appearance for the Mets. Darrell just brought up from Buffalo, where he had a record of 8 wins and 8 losses. Pitched 124 innings, gave up 124 hits. He struck out 69, walked 42 in 30 ball games. So Gary Cole going out of the ball game with a 5-run lead. He has worked officially 2 2/3 innings, giving up 3 runs. Allowing 4 hits, striking out 2 and walking 4. He also hit a batter. He gets a hand as he walks off the mound. Gary has no chance to win the ball game. A starting pitcher has to go 5 innings before he can receive credit for a win. And the ball game will be in the hands of the official score from now on if the Mets win it. And the Mets in front 8-3. The Cubs with runners at first and third with 2 men out. And Darrell Sutherland pitching on the mound. The batter is Don Kessinger, the shortstop. And Darrell's first pitch, a fastball inside, it's ball one. Darrell is 24 years of age. Last year, with the Mets, he won none and lost 3 in 10 ball games. At Buffalo, he won 10 and lost 1. He was 7-0 when the Mets brought him up last year. He was sent back down and picked up 3 wins and 1 loss. The first pitch after the second one now hit out the center field for a base hit. And scoring from third base is Ernie Banks. That run will go against Gary Cole. And moving down to second on the single by Kessinger, Vic Lasnowski. So it's an 8-4 ball game for the Mets, and the batter coming up is Bob Humphreys.
A John Lobile, WGY.
With his second base in the ballgame. And the first pitch is a call strike. Humphrey's a right-hand batter. Humphrey's has no at-bats this year officially. He has sacrificed one time, which would not go as an official at-bat. Pitch back, a curveball, bounced down to short. Roy McMillan moving in, goes to the bag after making the catch to retire the side. In the inning, the Cubs scored two runs on three hits. There was a walk, two men left on, and the score at the end of two and a half innings. The Mets 8, the Cubs 4. Now you're going to hear a terribly sad song about a man who's unlucky in love, but lucky in beer.
From the little cafes of Romania comes the song about Ionelule, who drinks to forget the fire that burns his heart because Mariwara doesn't love him. Even if you're not on fire like poor Ionelule, you can work up a passionate Romanian thirst with spicy salamale, and then you'll very likely call for a Rheingold. It's a fact that in New York City, where there are more Romanians than in Bailech, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. How come? Maybe you can find out at your local pivnica. But we must be doing something right.
Of the third. The Mets coming up against Bob Humphries, who came in the ballgame in relief of the starting pitcher Ernie Brodio. First man up for the Mets will be Gary Cole, the right fielder. He'll be followed by Johnny Stevenson and then the pitcher, Darryl Sutherland. Gary started off the second inning when the Mets scored six runs by working a 3-2 walk off Ernie Brodio. He is batting officially for the first time, batting at 239. Left-hand batter with one home run and seven runs batted in. And the first pitch is hit down by Ernie Banks. A fair ball. It'll go for extra bases. Cole Browning, first base, going to second. He'll make that standing up as the throw comes in to Joe Malfitano. So, Gary Gold coming up with a double. The Mets continuing their onslaught on the Cubs as they lead 8-4. That is their seventh base hit. And it brings up the catcher, Johnny Stevenson. Johnny doubled to left field, driving a run his first time up in this ballgame. It was his fourth double this year, his eighth RBI. Batting at 244. Runner delayed steal, the third base. He made it. Delayed steal pulled off by Gary Gold with Johnny Stevenson batting. Now the infield has to move in for the cut. The wind up by Humphries, then the pitch. Fastball to left field, the base hit. Going from third base, Gary Gold. And the Mets now lead by a 9-4 score. The Mets with no one out in the bottom half of the third. It brings up Darryl Sutherland. Darryl batting for the first time. No one away, and the Cubs looking for a bunt. And the bunt is popped straight in the air. Coming down is the catcher, Vic Lasnowski, to make the catch. Also there, Ernie Banks, who sort of ran to get it. Ernie sitting away, not to hit him bodily, but their hands did come together. One man out on the pop-up on the bunt. Staying at first base, Johnny Stevenson, and it brings up Chuck Giller. Chuck is 1-for-2. Left-hand batter and Bob Humphries to the plate. And the pitch is low. It's ball one. One ball and no strike.
Koontz is now warming up the bullpen for Chicago. One ball, no strikes. The Mets leading by a score of 9-4. Runner goes. The pitch is hit down the line, but curving over into foul territory. Long foul ball down the right field line. Just missing, and the count is one ball and one strike. And Bob Humphreys back on top. His next delivery with a runner going is fouled to the left side out of play. So the count at one ball and two strikes. Cincinnati edged out the Dodgers 18-0. Jim Maloney going all the way, giving them four hits. Only one run short of the largest spend in a shutout in National League history. Pirates and Cubs have the record at 19-0. Major League record is a 21-0 game won by the Yankees. Now the next pitch is high, and it's ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Bob Humphreys looking for the sign. The runner goes again. A swing and a miss. A throw down to second base in time, and Johnny Stevenson is out. It's a strikeout double play to retire the side. In the inning, the Mets get one run on... one on two hits. There were no errors. No one left on base. And the score at the end of three, the Mets 9, the Cubs 4. Now here's a very sad French Canadian song about a fellow who lost the key of his clarinet. Listen.
J'ai perdu le don de ma clarinette. J'ai perdu le don de ma clarinette. Ah, j'ai pas failli d'arrêter ça.
J'ai perdu le do de ma clarinette is a song with the kind of humor French Canadians love. But one song leads to another, and the first that follows is no laughing matter. Grand Humpty Coup is what they'll sing as they reach for a beer, probably Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do French Canadians like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Top of the fourth inning with a score 9-4 in favor of the Mets. Right now for the play-by-play, Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Ralph, it's Darryl Sutherland on the mound for the New York Mets, and top of the batting order up for the Cubs, Jorge Malfitano, who's been up twice. Popped out and struck out so far. He's a right-hand batter who came to the major leagues originally with the New York Giants. Through the first three innings, the Mets 9 runs on 8 hits and no errors. The Cubs 4 runs on 5 hits and no errors. The Cubs won the first game of today's doubleheader by a score of 7-6. Darryl Sutherland, the newest of the New York Mets, just arrived from Buffalo. Deals a pitch that's swung on and lined into center field for a base hit. Taken by Johnny Lewis, who plays it back. Malfitano turns and holds with a single to center. Don Landrum's coming up, a left-hand batter. He has walked and struck out swinging so far. This is Sutherland's first appearance since coming to the Mets from Buffalo. He was up with the Mets last year, but this is his first appearance of the 1965 season. He was acquired originally by the Mets from the Philadelphia Phillies organization. Here's the pitch, a breaking ball. Swung on and foul back out of play for strike one. With Landrum at the plate, Billy Williams is in the on-deck circle. Head coach Lou Klein is sitting on the ledge of the corner of the Cub dugout. Here's the pitch that's outside as Landrum bluffs a bunt down towards third. Charlie Smith is on the edge of the grass there. The lights are on here at Shea Stadium. They were turned on, actually, during the parade of banners.
Hey, Jesus! Hey,
sets, checks, and deals. And the pitch is low for a ball. 2-1 with the Cubs batting here in the top half of the fourth inning. And the judging of the banners today, the winner of first place in the category of banners carried by one person was an 8-year-old boy, Craig Bucker of Ozone Park, New York. Here's a swing and a ground ball to short. Taken by McMillan over the hill for one. And the throw on is not in time. It's over the head of Crane Pool. Stevenson can't get it coming back, and now he does. And holding it first is Don Landrum. So it's simply a forced play. As Landrum becomes the runner at first, the play on him out for town went 6-4 if you're scoring, and Billy Williams is coming up. Landrum has good speed. He can slide on that base pass, and he was there as the throw went over the head. Our first baseman, Cranville, hits the wire fence up the right field line from the Mets dugout. And Stevenson actually had run too far up and had to come back to get it. No error on the throw, since you cannot presume the double play. Here's the pitch, and it's low inside for ball 1-0. Judging second place in the advantage carried by one person in the category was won by Morris J. Levine of Howard Beach. His batter said simply, resist. The one by Craig Bucker, who won in that department, said, turn the league upside down. Here's a pitch in for a called strike. Then in the category of banners held by two persons, the winner was a huge banner with a caricature of Casey Stengel on it. Michael Feinberg of Far Rockaway and Roy Camper of Far Rockaway carried it. Landrum takes his lead, and here's the pitch to Williams. It's low for a ball. Sutherland goes behind 2-1. Winner of second place in the banner contest in the category of banners held by two persons was one that said bedsheet manufacturers of America love the Mets. That had reference to the banners, most of which are on bedsheets. Philip Hertz of Bayonne, New Jersey, Andrew Hertz of Bayonne carried that one. Here's the pitch outside, 3-1. Now the wind blows a little dust across the infield. The Mets are leading here by a score of 9-4. We're in the top half of the fourth inning of the second game. Leads it first. 3-1 pitch to Williams. And it's in there for a called strike. 3-2. Now let's see if they run Landrum. Ernie Banks on deck. One man out. Landrum stole a base in the first inning. Got a good jump and stole it by plenty. Gets a good lead. Here's the pitch swung on and missed, and he's holding it first. So it is a strikeout. Darrell Sutherland, as he gets Billy Williams swinging. Landrum holds it first, two away, and Ernie Banks is coming up. Banks has been hit by a pitch ball and doubled. He has scored two runs. In the banner contest, in the category of banners held by three or more persons, the winner was one that says, pray for rain, R-E-I-G-N. And a group from Lindenhurst, New Jersey carried that one. There's a swing and a miss. In that category was one that said, the bells are ringing for me and my men. It was rather contrived. He had a lot of bells, and it must have been 30 or 40 feet long. And it was a group from Left Rock City. There's a swing and a drive to left, way back. Hickman goes back, and at the warning track, he hauls it down. The line drive is taken by Hickman. So Sutherland gets the side out with no runs, one hit. No errors, one left to score at the end of 3.5 innings. There's the Mets 9 and the Cubs 4. And now a word from Cool Filter King.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough until you change to Cool. Just not tasting cool enough till you come up to Cool.
And right now is a good time to come up, all the way up to Cool Filter Kings. Cool is the only cigarette that gives you rich, mellow tobaccos, Cool's white filter, and extra coolness. Discover extra coolness in your smoke. Let Cools come through for you with the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette.
With rich tobacco, Cools White Filter, extra coolness too.
Discover extra coolness in your smoke. Let Cools come through for you.
You'll be smoking Cools all the time once you come up to Cools.
All the way up to cool. Discover extra coolness. Smoke cool. Filter King.
And about on the fourth, it'll be Roy McMillan up to lead off for the Mets. Bob Humphries is still on the mound. Harvey Keene is playing first base for the Cubs now with Ernie Banks out of the lineup. Is being given a rest here in the second game of the doubleheader, and the veteran Harvey Keene, who has not played previously today, has replaced him. Here is the pitch swung on and fouled off for strike one. The grand prize in the Banner Day contest went to a banner that said, "To her is human, to forgive is a Mets fan." Sandy Kramer and Jeffrey Catton of Queens Village. Carriers, and I presume the creators of that particular banner. Here's a pitch swung on, and it's in the air to center. Don Landrum ranges back, has the range, and makes the catch. A basket catch, no less. One away, and that'll be Johnny Lewis, who's going to fly the ball both times in this game. With a strike one pitch. It's a breaking ball. It's in there. Two strikes now to Johnny Lewis. The Mets will be in Los Angeles on Tuesday night at Dodger Stadium to take on the league-leading Dodgers. Two-strike pitch here is high. The Dodgers will be pitching a fellow named Sandy Koufax, who will be trying for his 20th win of the season. The Mets will counter with Al Jackson, who last time on the coast shut out the Dodgers 1-0. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swung on, and this time it's a strikeout for Humphries, his second of this ballgame. With two away, Charlie Smith coming up. Charlie has driven in four runs in this game with a homer and a triple. He had a homer in the first game. He leads the Mets in that department by a considerable margin. First pitch is strike one. Now freeze with a one strike delivery. Strike. Two strikes on a green the last scheduled appearance of the Chicago Cubs at Shea Stadium this season. Here's a pitch. Breaking ball, it's placed in the center field for a base hit. Landon charges the ball. Charlie Smith holds it second. Landon returns the ball to allow Patano, and Greenfield is on it first for the single to center. With two men out, the Mets have runners at first and second. Jim Hickman is the batter. Has hit into a forced play and grounded out so far in this game. Los Angeles on Tuesday night will be their last lengthy road trip of the season. It will take them to Los Angeles, to Houston, Texas, and to San Francisco. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Low and away, 2-1 to Hickman. In the National League, the Pirates and the Phillies have split their doubleheader. Phillies won the second game 5-2. Herbert getting the win. Sis the loss after the Pirates took the first game 7-1. Now Humphreys checks. Here's a 2-1 pitch, and it's low. Three balls and one strike. Now to Jim Hickman. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. First and second, and a 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball hits deep to left, and right there is Altman, and he makes the catch. The edge of the warning track to retire the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left, and the score at the end of four full innings is the Mets 9 and the Cubs 4. When the Mets come back to Shea Stadium from this upcoming road trip, the first game will be against the St. Louis Cardinals. Here at Shea Stadium on Friday night, August 20th. And that night will be observed here as Sons of Italy night. And who would you honor on Sons of Italy night? Yogi Berra. Yogi will be the recipient of honors and a ceremony before that game on Friday night, August 20th, between the Mets and the world champion, St. Louis Cardinals. So we hope that you'll be on hand. Right now, we're going to step out for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY and WGFM Schenectady.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Shea Stadium in New York. As we go to the top of the fifth, Ron Santo, the field captain, is up for the Cubs. He has walked and grounded out so far. He's a right-hand batter facing right-hand pitcher Darryl Sutherland. And the pitch is low for ball. 1-0 now to Ron Santo. The sign. Pitches a breaking ball. Check swing number on front of the plate. Johnny Stevenson on it. Throws to Cranefield in time. Santo's out. It was a check swing ground ball right on front of the plate. Catcher Johnny Stevenson. Pounced on it and threw on in time. There's one away. George Altman's the batter. Single drive in two runs in the first inning. He grounded out short to first in the third. Left-hand batter. the pitch is low for a ball. One away with nobody on base. Here's a 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled off. It's 1-1. George Altman was with the Mets last year, and he was traded to the Cubs, with whom he began his Major League career. It was a deal of Altman in exchange for Billy Cowan. Cowan has been sent by the Mets to Buffalo. Matter of fact, he wasn't auctioned, he was outrighted. Sutherland's 1-1 pitch, swung on, and it in the air to left field, and Jim Hickman is right there. Dry is New York City's largest selling beer. And it's doing all right in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, too. Vic Rosnowski, the left-hand batting catcher, is up. Struck out swinging and walked. Sutherland pitch is a breaking ball outside. 1-0. The Mets are leading here by a score of 9-4. The Cubs won the first game 7-6. Outside for a ball, 2-0. And let's shade the defense slightly toward right. Playing Rosnowski to pull. Sutherland pitch swung on and hit on the ground back to the mound. Taken by Sutherland coming off towards first. He tosses on to Crane's rule and the side is out. Strong inning for Darryl Sutherland. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. It is now an official ball game. At the end of 4.5 innings, the score is the Mets 9, the Cubs 4. It's hard to imagine New York City without every kind of jazz from Dixieland to Progressive. Fortunately, you don't have to. But...
That's Backstreet Rag, a uniquely American sound. It came up the Mississippi out of New Orleans with the Negro jazzmen who played it to the world. But they didn't stop with Dixieland and the blues. Little David's Fugue by John Lewis is a new sound that's part of a new generation. But whether it's the old jazz or the new, it's thirsty work for the musicians. And when they put down their instruments, they'll pick up a cold beer, often Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more kinds of jazz than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do so many people like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
We're going to the bottom half of the fifth inning now, and Gary Kolb is coming up to lead off for the Mets. Kolb has walked and doubled in this game. Pulled off a delayed steal of third, and he has scored twice. Left-hand batter facing Bob Humphries, working in relief of starter Ernie Broglio. Broglio is a pitcher of record for the Cubs. Humphries with the pitch, and it's in for a called strike. Delivery is outside for a ball. There was considerable concern the early innings of the ball game with whether or not they would ever be able to play it, because twice there were little stretches of rain, and it looked as though there might be long stretches of rain. Here's a 1-1 pitch inside for a ball, but it is now an official ball game with the home club leading 9-4, batting at the bottom of the fifth. Complications were provided by the fact that this is the last scheduled time in for the Cubs to Shea Stadium. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And it's in for a call, strike 2-2. waiting in the on-deck circle. And now the 2-2 delivery. Double pump by Humphreys. Swing at him. And he gets his third strikeout as he gets called swinging. Now John Stevenson comes up. He has doubled the drive and a run and singled the drive and a run. The Chicago Cubs are playing an infield of Harvey Keene, Joey Malfitano, Don Kestner and Ron Sanzo. An outfield of George Allman in left, Don Landerman center and Billy Williams in right, and Vic Rosnovsky is the catcher. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Darryl Sutherland comes out to the on-deck circle. Strike one pitch. Off the handle, foul over toward the Cub dugout, into the Cub dugout. Caught there, flung back out onto the field. Doug Clement came off the bench to grab it. As you know, it's not easy to hold on to a ball that way barehanded because it has a whirl of spin on it. Pitch. Foul back and out of play. For the same reason, balls foul back into the stands are extremely tough to catch. That is why the customers many times are surprised when they think they have caught a foul ball and discover that they have not. It always has a tremendous amount of spin, otherwise it would not be coming back in that direction. The double pump and a two-strike pitch. Swung line and it in the air to right. Billy Williams hangs back late, starts in and gets there to make the catch. Let's judge it for a moment and made the late sprint. He's got good speed that can cover up for any errors in judgment. Two men out and Darryl Sutherland into the batter. The Mets are leading by a score of 9-4 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Side. Pitch to the right-hand batter. Hit on the ground to short. A big hop up to Kessinger, and he lobs across to Harvey Keene in time. Harvey Keene gave it the big first baseman stretch. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left, and the score at the end of five full innings is the Mets 9 and the Cubs 4. Today's doubleheader between the Mets and the Cubs concludes the current home stand of the Mets. They go on the road now. And then come back for a Friday night game, August 20th, against the world champion Cardinals, who will be making their last appearances of the season here. Saturday afternoon, August 21st, will be a ladies' day attraction. Then there'll be a Sunday doubleheader on August 22nd between the Mets and the Cardinals. Following the Cards, the Los Angeles Dodgers come in for their last time. Then the San Francisco Giants. And then the Houston Astros, in all, in the next home stand. The New York Mets will play 16 games. And now to the top half of the sixth inning. And shortstop Don Kessinger is coming up for the Chicago Cubs to face right-hander Darryl Sutherland. Sutherland's pitch. Here's a swing and a ground ball to second. Chuck Hiller comes up with it and plays on over to Cranebrook. There's one away. And now Ellis Burton has got a bat for Bob Humphreys. Ellis Burton, who at one time last year was on the retirement list but was talked into returning, is coming up now. He's a switch hitter batting left. Sutherland's pitch to the left-hand batter is foul off to the left side, out of play. Bob Humphreys is out of the game. He pitched 3 2/3 innings, gave up 2 runs on 4 hits, struck out 3 and walked 9. Ernie Broglio, who started, is the pitcher of record. Pitch to Burton, it's fallen on and popped up back at third. Charlie Smith is digging back, digging, and makes the catch. He lost his cap and started to get it up
arms right down the line, and he was in fair territory. Fine play by Charlie Smith, breaking right down the line so that he had to take it right over his head. Two men out, and Joey Malfitano is coming up. He's one for three. Top of the sixth, and the Mets are leading 9-4. And breaking balls in for a call strike to Malfitano, who asks that umpire Sam Landis examine the ball. He does and takes it out of play. Takes a long look for his sign. The strike one delivery. Breaking ball. It's in there for a call. Strike two. Two men out, nobody on base. The top half of the sixth inning. And the two-strike pitch. Swung on and looped into right center for a base hit. Gary Cove comes up with it, plays it back in, and holding it first is Malfitano. Now Don Landrum's the batter. Walk, struck out, and hit into a force play. He bats left. Sutherland has his sign. Cool plays behind the runner at first. Here's the pitch, swung on and foul back to strike one. Sutherland set, strike one pitch. Swung on it on the ground, and it is off the glove of Hiller out in the short center, and going on to third is Joey Malfitano. It's a base hit, as Hiller had no chance to play it. He was fortunate even to get the glove on it with a backhand stab. Couldn't stop it, and it went on out in the short center. Runners at first and third now with two men out. Base hit for Landon. That brings up Billy Williams, who had a home run in the third inning. He's one for three. Milwaukee Braves have taken both ends of a doubleheader from the Houston Astros, 8-5 and 8-3. Billy O'Dell, the winner in the second game, Larry Durka, the loser. Wade Bassing game won the first one, and Don Nottebart was the loser. So the Milwaukee Braves have moved up. They're only two games out of first place. The Giants are one game out of first place. Larry Miller is up and throwing in the Met bullpen. Sutherland sets and deals, and the pitch is off the leg of Billy Williams. He's hit for the pitch ball, and the bases are loaded with Ron Santo, or rather Harvey Keene, coming up. Harvey Keene came on in relief of Kearney Banks, coming up for his first time in the game. Is hitting 205. He has had eight runs batted in. The Mets lead 9-4, but the Cubbies have loaded them up here at the top of the sixth. Pitch is high for a ball. Sutherland gets his sign. And the 1-0 delivery. Breaking ball outside. 2-0 to King. Joey Malfitano is his third. Don Landrum is his second. Billy Williams is his first. Pitch is inside, so now Sutherland's got behind the Keene. Three balls and no strikes with Ron Santo on deck. And no place to put Keene with the bases loaded. 5. Ron Sandville comes up now representing potential tying run at the plate. Harvey Keene gets a run batted in for drawing the walk to the bases loaded. Sandville has walked, grounded out, and grounded out. Larry Miller continues to throw in the Met bullpen. Parsons is up and throwing also in the mid bullpen now. Pitch to Sandville is low for a ball. Runners lead at first, second, and third. Sutherland's 1-0 pitch. High and tight. It's ball two. He rocks Sandville back out of the batter's box. Westrum is on the steps of the dugout. It's indicating to the catcher, Johnny Stevenson, like if you go out there, kill a little time with Sutherland. West, meanwhile, is looking down to that bullpen. He wants to know if that right hander's ready. He wants to know if Parsons is ready. Scott Sando is 2-0. Parsons just got up to throw a moment ago. Stevenson comes back behind the plate, and we're ready to continue with the bases loaded. Westrum sits down in the Met dugout. 2-0 pitch. And it's in there for a called strike. 2-1. Ken Sutherland looks in. With runners leading first, second, and third, the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, and it misses low. 3-1 now to Sandville.
Just got up to throw a moment ago. So now Stevenson comes back behind the plate, and we're ready to continue with the bases loaded. Westrum sits down in the Met dugout. 2-0 pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. 2-1. Sutherland looks in. With runners leading first, second, and third, the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, and it misses low. 3-1 now to Sandville. On deck is George Altman. That's 9, and the Cubs 5. 3-1 delivery. Low, and he walked him, and that forces in another run. 9-6, with the bases still loaded. Manager comes out of the dugout. Sandville gets a run batted in. It'll be George Altman coming up. He's a left-hand batter. The potential tying runs are on base now for the Cubs here in the top half of the sixth inning. And Larry Miller is walking in from the bullpen now. Left-hander Larry Miller is coming in to relieve Darryl Sutherland. Sutherland was working in relief of starter Gary Kroll, who worked 2 2/3. So as the pitching change is being made to bring us up to date on scores of other games all around the majors, here's Bob Murphy.
All right, Lindsay, everything in the National League is over, and the National League race has tightened up considerably. Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia 7-1, and Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 5-2. The game is split. Milwaukee Braves are now just 2 games out of first place. They swept Houston, winning 8-5 and 8-3. Blasting game was the winner in the first game at Odell in the nightcap. In an amazing score, Cincinnati beat the Dodgers 18-0, Maloney winning his 13th. And the Giants, with Warren Spahn the winner, Alou, McCovey, and Mays all hitting home runs. The Giants beat St. Louis 6-4. So now the Dodgers lead the Giants by just 1 game. They lead Cincinnati and Milwaukee by just 2 ball games. Only 2 games separating the first 4 teams in the National League. And while the National League race continues to tighten up, And National League baseball fans once again set themselves for one of those great finishes. And here again is Lindsay.
All right, Bob, it is Jim Stewart batting for George Hoffman. He's a switch hitter batting right. The bases are loaded. Two men out. Larry Miller deals the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. Head coach Lou Klein of the Cubs decided to go to a bit of strategy here, sending up Stewart to bat for Altman against the left-hand pitcher Larry Miller. Stewart, being a switch hitter, turned around right. The bases are loaded. The Mets lead 9-6. Top half of the sixth inning. Larry Miller works straight away, and the pitch is in there for a call. Strike two to Jim Stewart. Williams is at third, Harvey Keene is at second, and Ron Santo is at first for the Chicago Cubs. Miller has gone ahead of Stewart now with a two-strike count. Here's the pitch. Swung on it, missed. He struck him out of the side as retired. So Larry Miller comes in to do the job. The Cubs picked up two runs. There were two hits, two walks, no errors, and three left, and the score at the end. A 5 1/2 innings is the Mets 9 and the Cubs 6. Is this one of those days when you're not yourself? You'll feel more so when you listen to this.
Oh, I'm not myself at all.
Not a year.
I'm not myself at all.
This song gets sung over and over at Irish parties and picnics until the singers raise a ferocious thirst. Then they change their tune.
Come fill up your glasses and drink what you will. I'm an anchor of me every day.
This is a traditional Irish drinking song, and often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Irish than in the whole of Dublin, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do Irish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
I'm a man you dump me every day.
The Chicago Cubs now. Billy Helft has come in to do the pitching, and Ellis Burton is staying in the ballgame in left field. So Burton bats ninth, and Helft bats sixth if you're keeping a scorecard. Making his 14th game appearance. He has won one and lost one. Has an earned average of 1.44. He was the winning pitcher in yesterday's game. Chuck Hiller is up to lead off here in the bottom half of the sixth inning as Hill fields a pitch that is in there for a call strike. For no particular reason, Larry Miller was on deck swinging bats before Miller came up. Here's a swing and a foul ball knocked down by Yogi Berra on the good behind at first. Apparently, Larry Miller was a little bit crossed up about the batting order. Not realizing that Sutherland had made the last out of the last inning for the Mets, so this is top of the batting order. Two-strike pitch, and it swung on and line is short, where it is gloved off the shoe top by Kessinger for the out. He reached way over and picked it right off his shoe top for the out. A soft liner. One away, and Roy McMillan's the batter. The Mets 9, the Cubs 6. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball. And the pitch outside. 2-0 now to McMillan. Johnny Lewis waiting on deck. This is the second game of the doubleheader as the Cubs won the first game 7-6. Here's a swing and a miss. 2-1 now to McMillan. And we are holding on a little longer than usual here because of the added fact that Banner Day was observed between games of the doubleheader, and we had a long parade of some 1,700 banners. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's high for a ball. 3-1. Like so many things that have happened in connection with the New York Mets in the 4 years of their existence, the estimates were earlier today at the ballpark that there would not be as many entries in Banner Day as there were last year. And there were hundreds more. Here's the pitch, outside, and McCullen draws a walk from Hep. We pass for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY and WGFM Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Shea Stadium in New York, and Johnny Lewis is up to four on the Mets now. McMillan leads the left-hand pitcher to use a pitch. It's low. 1-0 to Lewis, who has walked, and struck out. He scored twice in this game. Cubs got two in the top of the first. The Mets matched him in the bottom of the first. Swinging a ground ball to first. Taken by Keane. Tags the bag to take off the fourth. Throws to second and not in time as the ball goes on out in the left field. McMillan gets up and sprints to third and goes in standing. Keane took the ground ball and elected to go to the bag and get one and then throw to second, and the tag would have had to been made on McMillan. His throw was low to Kessinger. The extra base is taken on an error on the throw, charged against Keane. Two away as Lewis went out to first base unassisted. Charlie Smith is up. Smith has driven in four runs in this game. He's been on base three times. He's had a home run, a triple, and was hit by a pitch ball. He has scored twice himself. The pitch is low in the dirt. It's dug out by Vic Rosnowski. Bottom of the sixth, with the Mets leading 9-6. Billy Helm, the third Chicago pitcher. Slow curveball is fouled off, rolling toward the Cubs dugout. 1-1 is the count. Is out. No runs, no hits, no errors, one error, one walk, one left. Score at the end of six ball innings is the Mets 6 and the Mets 9 and the Cubs 6. Bob Murphy will be along in just a moment to detail the play-by-play, and now a word from Cool Filter King.
Sure, the ump needs glasses. You can see it was a ball. Cigarette needs something. There's no taste to it at all.
It's time you change to Cool.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to Cool's. With rich tobaccos, Cool's white filter, extra coolness to discover. Extra coolness in your smoke. Let Cool's come through for you.
Discover the extra coolness, the refreshing taste of cool.
You'll be smoking Cools all the time once you come up to cool.
Come all the way up to cool and taste the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Smoke Cool, Filter Kings.
Top of the seventh inning at Shea Stadium, Chris Canizaro takes over behind the plate, replacing Johnny Stevenson. Well, this is a wild one. 9-6 New York, we go to the seventh inning, and Rosnowski is scheduled to lead off. But Chris Krug, a right-hand batter, is going to hit for him with the Mets pitching a left-hander, Larry Miller. Tall, right-hand hitting catcher, batting for Vic Rosnowski in the top of the seventh inning.
New York, 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Chicago, 6 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. Larry Miller is on in relief, takes the assign now from Canizero. A swing and a foul tip held on to by Chris Gregoire. Skies mostly clear now after a little bit of rain and a threat of a heavy thunder shower, which never developed. Had the second game been rained out, it would have been made up tomorrow because this is the Cubs' last visit. A swing and a miss, strike two. Chris Krug batting at 224. Big backstop has hit 3 home runs, knocked in 19. Miller's two-strike pitch, a foul ball, wafted it back upstairs and out of play. The American League game on the West Coast is now over. Washington beat the Angels 6-4. Ryan Duren, the winner in relief for the Senators and the loser in relief, Ed Sukla. Washington had a 5-run eighth inning to win that ballgame. Miller looks in. He has a two-strike count on Krug. Here's the pitch. Up high on a fastball. One ball and two strikes. It took an hour and 40 minutes to play the first three innings of this ballgame. There was a lot of scoring in the first three. It was 9-4 at the end of three. It's now 9-6. We're in the seventh. Larry Miller's 1-2 delivery is a little bit high on the count. Even 2 balls, 2 strikes. And a tie ball, 3. Larry was in front on Krug with a two-strike count. Now we have a full count of 3-2. Following this game, the only remaining action between the Mets and the Cubs is in Chicago. Three-two pitch. Outside, ball 4, and after getting him 2 strikes, he lost him. Don Kessinger, the shortstop, has 2 hits and 3 times at bat. Now little Al Jackson is tuning up in the bullpen. Inside, ball 1. Al pitches Tuesday night against the Dodgers. He would be doing some tune-up work anyhow today. So Wes Westrum has him warming up now, and if necessary, he'll use him in the ballgame. Chris Canizero going out to the mound. Roy McMillan coming over from the shortstop as they talk to Larry Miller. Gary Kroll walked 4 men. Darrell Sutherland walked 2. Larry Miller has walked Krug, leading off here in the top of the 7th, and has gone behind on Don Kessinger. Now the pitch. And it's popped up. It is playable. Canizero getting rid of the mask. Chris is under it. In foul ground, he takes it. That'll bring up Ellis Burton. He batted for Bob Humphreys in the 6th inning and then stayed in the ballgame. He went to left field, so he's hitting in the number 9 spot in the order. Burton, a speedster and a switch hitter, he'll be batting right against left-hander Larry Miller. Inside and high. 1 ball, no strikes. Now Miller Miller delivers, and it's popped up, a foul ball outside first. Greenpool moving over, it has plenty of room, and Eddie makes the catch near the line in foul territory. Now there are two away in the visiting seventh. Top of the batting order for Joe Malfitano. Malfitano has two hits and four times at bat. He's sitting at 265. Long fly ball hit deep by Malfitano way back toward the bullpen, and it's off the bullpen screen. It's in play, an extra base hit. Kruger on third is scoring, and Malfitano is on with a double. He missed a home run by no more than a foot. Now it's 9-7. Coming around to score on the double by Malfitano. He pulled it and he hit the drive toward the yellow line above the bullpen. It dropped just about a foot below the line against the screen, the bullpen opening, and bounced back on the field. So Malfitano's third hit of the ball game. Now the Cubs have the tying run up. The batter is Don Landrum. Outside, one ball, one strike. Malfitano has now had three hits in a row, two singles and a double, and he just missed hitting a two-run homer. A 1-1 delivery, a swing and a miss on a fastball that was in on him. One ball and two strikes. Well, this one is going to be a cliffhanger, apparently. The end of three, the Mets were in front 9-4. It's now 9-7. Now Miller with a count of 1-2 on Don Landrum, left-hander against left-hander. It is swung on a miss, dropped by Canizero. Chris picks it up, throws to first to Sandusky. Cubs had a run. One run, one hit, a run-scoring double by Malfitano. No errors, one left. Seventh inning stretch time at the end of 6.5. The Mets 9 and the Cubs 7. It's very hard to sell sheet music in Jamaica, you know. They make up songs whenever they need them, like this.
Having a party, eating rice and peas, dancing happily as you please. Charming lady with a very nice smile. Think I'll talk to her for a while.
Think I'll talk to her for a while.
When Jamaicans get together for a party, the beat is calypso and the songs are made up on the spot.
The party was hilarious as it could be, but in the morning there was news for me. The penny was a man's wedding tune on his wife. The smiling lady is now my wife.
The smiling lady is now my wife.
And when the singer finds his throat a little dry, something refreshing will be improvised. Probably Rheingold beer. In New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. Why do Jamaicans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Last of the seventh inning, Chris Krug drew a walk, batting for Vic Rosnowski, and he stays in the ballgame. Eddie Cranepool is up against Billy Huff. Tall left-hander's pitch, a let-up, is hit on the ground slowly to shortstop with a lot of reverse spin. Kessinger up, throws to Keenan in time, and Cranepool is out. Billy Heft has been doing quite a job in relief for Chicago since he came up from Salt Lake. The veteran left-hander in 25 innings has given up just 15 base hits and has an earned run average of 1.4. Breaking ball, a strike on the inside corner to Jim Hickman. Wasting no time, the pitch just outside. One ball, one strike on Hickman. Jim is hit into a force play, grounded out to third, and lined the ball hard to the left fielder. And he pops this one up on the right side of the diamond, scooting back into shallow right center is Malfitano. He has it, two down. Two outs, nobody on. That'll bring up Gary Kolb. Gary has reached on a walk and scored a run, doubled and scored a run, and been struck out. One for two. Now the pitch on the way. Foul ball, lofted back toward our broadcast booth and out of play. Travel day tomorrow, the Mets fly to Los Angeles. Al Jackson opens the Dodgers series Tuesday night. Low and outside, one ball, one strike. A hitter has to stay ready when Billy Heft is on the mound. He's a very rapid worker. And every now and then, he'll try to pitch a little faster than usual. A swing and a miss, one ball and two strikes. Billy throws a wide assortment of breaking stuff. In his days, when he was a 20-game winner with Detroit, he was throwing smoke. He developed a chronic sore arm that used to be very sore every spring. And the pitch is in for a call third strike. So Billy Huff gets the side in order in the seventh inning. He has come on now to pitch two innings in relief, allow no runs and no hits. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left in the seventh at the end of seven. New York, 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Chicago, 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Everything is over in the National League, and the race tightened up. Cincinnati beat the Dodgers 18-0. Maloney pitching a 4-hit shutout to win his 13th. Drysdale losing. The Reds are 2 games out. The Giants, with Warren Spahn as the winning pitcher, Alou, McCovey, and Mays all hitting home runs, beat St. Louis 6-4. Giants are now 1 game out. Simmons was the loser. The Braves were only 2 games back. They won a doubleheader, 8-5 and 8-3 from Houston. Blasting game won his 14th, and Odell was the winner in relief in the second ball game. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia split. Pirates won the first game 7-1 behind Veal. Ray Herbert went all the way to win the second game for Philadelphia 5-2. American League race, the Twins continue to open up even more of a lead. They've now won 13 of their last 16. They win today on a two-hitter by Jim Perry, blasting the Red Sox 8-0. Cleveland beat Chicago 6-4. The White Sox are now 11.5 games back. Second game rained out. Yankees tipped the Tigers 6-5. Run up the winner in relief. Washington with a 5-run eighth inning beat the Angels 6-4. Baltimore over the A's 9-5 in the first game. Stu Miller winning in the second game just underway. Bobby Klaus now playing second for the Mets as we go to the eighth. And the pitch to Billy Williams is taken for a strike. The pitch to Billy Williams, a drive in the air to center, running in hard is Johnny Lewis. He can't make a play. It's in for a base hit, bounce by, goes all the way back to the wall, and Williams again is on his way to third, and he'll pull in with a 3-base hit. Well, Billy Williams has his 4th triple in this series. I'll check that he has his 3rd. In the opening game, he had a single and a double. In the second ball game, he had a double and a home run. In the 3rd game, he had a single and 2 triples. And in this ball game, he now has a triple and a home run. Johnny Lewis wanted a shoestring that one. Mets with a 2-run lead. They're playing the infield back, but now Wes Westrum is headed toward the mound. Harvey Keene, a right-hand batter up. And we may get a pitching change. Harvey came in the lineup when New York was in front 9-4 to rest Ernie Banks. This will be all for Larry Miller, and we'll have a new pitcher coming in. Larry came on in the 6th inning and struck out Jimmy Stewart on 3 pitches to retire the side with 2 minutes with the bases loaded. In the 7th inning, he gave up 1 run and 1 hit. So Larry pitches 1 1/3. at the moment has given up one run, allowed two hits. Walked one and struck out one. Now tall Tom Parsons is coming in from the bullpen to face Harvey Keene. Well, Billy Williams has had the kind of series that a hitter dreams about. He has had 9 hits in 16 times at bat. 7 of the 9 have been extra base hits. Billy Williams, in his 4-game series, has 2 doubles, 3 triples, and 2 home runs. 7 of his 9 hits for extra bases, he's hitting .563 in the series. Now Larry Miller heads for the dugout, and Tom Parsons is the new pitcher. It is always difficult to stop a ball club once they get up momentum. You build a lead, and the other club starts to catch up, and they get the momentum and start to roll, and it's a tough job for the relief pitcher to come in and hold him in check. Harvey Keene will be hitting for the second time. He reached on a walk in the 6th inning. He hit .262 as a part-time player with the Giants last year. He is still one of the few lifetime 300 hitters around. After 13 years, Harvey has a lifetime batting average of .305. In this spot, the Mets will concede a run. They have a 2-run lead, and they'll play the infield back. Now Tom looks in to get his sign from Canizero. Here's the windup and the pitch thrown. And the fastball is over a strike, 1-1. Ron Santo is on deck. And then Billy Heft. Billy is a much better than average hitter for a pitcher. The 1-1 delivery. Ground ball bounced to shortstop. It'll score a run. McMillan grabs and throws in time, getting Keene. Billy Williams in to score. And now this is a 9-8 ball game. Billy hit a single to right center, but Johnny Lewis was going to try and shoestring it. It got loose and went all the way back to the wall for a triple. Harvey Keene getting his second RBI. When he drew a walk, he did so with the bases loaded, forcing in a run. So now Ron Santo is the batter. One out, two outs, and nobody on. Here's the pitch on the way. And it's on the outside corner for a strike. Scoreboard has two outs, one out. Parsons winds, delivers, breaking ball outside and low. He checked on the swing just in time. One ball and one strike to Ron Santo. And what was once a 5-run lead is a ball game now that is a real cliffhanger. Delivery. Curve is hit foul back toward the Chicago dugout. No play. 1-2. Ron Santo has walked twice, otherwise has gone 0-2. He's hitting a solid .280. Winding the 1-2 pitch to Santo. It's over. Strike 3 called. He got him with a letter high fastball. Tom had plenty of mustard on that one. Now there are two away, and it brings up Doug Clemens batting for Billy Huff. Batting for Billy Huff, outfielder Doug Clemens, the left-hand hitter. Cubs will have a new pitcher in the ball game in the last of the 8th inning. left-hand batter, and he stands far back from the plate. Charlie Smith in close at third. Fastball outside, one ball and no strikes. This one is no laughing matter. It's the Mets 9 and the Cubs 8. Short right field. Coming in is Gary Cole. He's under it, and the side is out. So Parsons comes in to bail the Mets out of the eighth inning with a strong base hit. One run, one hit, no errors, none left. At the end of 7.5 innings, the score, the New York Mets 9, the Chicago Cubs 8. And next you're going to hear a lullaby, but remember to stay awake for what comes after.
Generations of Jewish children have been put to bed with this lullaby, and often they've stayed awake, quiet as mice, listening to the party. This song brings back friendly laughter and the clink of bottle against glass. And today, as yesterday, what's in the bottle is often Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, which has the largest Jewish community in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. How come? We don't know. But we must be doing something right. L'chaim.
Last of the eighth inning, Ted Abernathy in the pitch now for Chicago. And for baseball's busiest relief pitcher this year, for Mr. Abernathy, this is his 61st ball game, if you can imagine. 47 games remaining after today for Chicago. Abernathy might very well establish the all-time record for appearances by a relief pitcher, which was set last year by the A's John Wyatt at 81. Right here, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY and WGFM Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kanner. Bottom of the eighth inning, Chris Canizero stepping in against Ted Abernathy. First time up in the game for Chris. And the Submariner delivers a swing and a miss, strike one. Well, if Abernathy is in 21 of the 47 remaining ball games, he will ride a new Major League record for appearances by a relief pitcher. And he has been averaging getting into a much larger percentage of games than 21 of 47 remaining. He's been amazing. He has 16 saves to his credit. And it's a strike on the inside corner. The Mets just about beat him in the first game here today. They broke through against him for the first time this year. And it took a good play by Sato in the bottom of the ninth inning on Crane Pool to save the ball game with the bases loaded and two men down. Ted Abernathy with a two-strike count. Here's his pitch on the way. A looping drive and a short ride, a base hit. Canizero took that one right off of his hip by pulling a six-gun out of his holster and lights the drive to the opposite field. For the bunt with Parsons up. He pulls the bat back, and the pitch is over for a strike. Now the pitch. And it's inside to Tom as he was around the bunt. One ball and one strike. appeared in 11 of 16 ball games against New York this year. Looking like rain again. Ball is punted down the third baseline, picked up by Krug. He throws to first in time, and Parsons moves to runner. Genazzaro going over to second. It suddenly is beginning to look much like rain again. After the light rain and the threat of a heavy thunder shower, which never developed, the overcast moved away. It became a nice day once again, but now it's getting very breezy and quite overcast. Low flying clouds moving in right over the stadium. Abernathy up in pitching position. Bobby Clouse the batter. And he hits a foul ball down the left field line back over into the crowd. Bobby's up for the first time. He took over for Chuck Hiller. Chuck Hiller hit the ball hard all afternoon. Chuck had a home run and a single in the opening ball game. Had a run scoring double in this ball game, but on two other occasions hit hard line drives that were cut. He delivers low and outside. One ball, one strike on Bobby Clouse. High scoring, one run battle. Chicago won the opener 7-6. The Mets in front here 9-8. We're in the last of the eighth inning. Inside, ball two. It's 2-1. Canizaro on second, one man out. The 2-1 pitch to Bobby. And a changeup curve is over. Two balls and two strikes. The count is 2-2 on Bobby Clouse. Here's the pitcher on the way.
A wild pitch goes to the back.
Now Chicago must bring the infield in and play clamped on the edge of the infield grass. Which gives the hitter always a little bit more of an advantage. The outfield shallow. 3-2 delivery. It's high, ball four, and Bobby's on. Roy McMillan coming up. It's been a long day of baseball for veteran Roy McMillan. He played all but the last inning of the opening ball game when he was hit for it. Has gone all the way in this one. Now let's see how the Cubs play it. Canizaro is on third, Klaus on first, and one out. Cubs are going to play the infield at halfway, even with the bag at first and third. Roy has one for three and reached on a walk his last time up, and he had a pair of hits the first game. The pitch. Outside, ball one. That's on their catcher, Chris Canizaro, as the runner at third, so very little speed on the lines in that position. Abernathy, the submariner, is into the stretch. Now the pitcher on the way. A ground ball bounced on the right side. And it's off the glove of Keene. Everybody is safe. Canizaro scores. And the insurance run is in as McMillan lunged for a breaking ball in the outside corner. In a bouncing ball, Keene was charging it. He was going all the way for a play at the plate. It just ticked off of his glove and on out toward the rim of the outfield grass. An infield hit for McMillan. Scoring Chris Canizaro. Back second RBI of the game. Moving over to second goes Bobby Klaus. Now the Mets have a two-run lead. Now they're changing the scoring to an error. They're changing the scoring and giving Keene an error. It is an RBI for McMillan. Mets lead 10-8. And the pitch to Johnny Lewis is over. Strike one. Pitch that Abernathy uncorked that enabled Canizaro to go from second to third was a real key. get more. Johnny Lewis has walked twice. Otherwise, he's 0 for 2 in this one. Outside and low. One ball, one strike. Johnny had two hits and knocked two runs in the first game today. Side third, right on the line of Sano. Now he goes astride into foul ground and takes it. So the Mets have scored on Abernathy in both of his relief appearances today. One of the real hitting heroes for New York, Charlie Smith, in the game. Charlie hit a two-run homer in the first and a two-run triple in the second. So he has driven in four runs this ballgame. Charlie hiking his yearly total to 48. And two on, one run in. Fastball at the letter, strike one. A rising fastball by a submarine pitcher. Now rubber on Ted Abernathy. Checks the runners. Here's the pitch. Ground ball back to the mound. Abernathy up with it. Throws to Harvey Keene at first. The side is out and will be going to the ninth. In the eighth inning, the Mets pick up an insurance run. One run, one hit, one error, and two left on. So, at the end of eight, the New York Mets 10 and the Chicago Cubs 8. Well, here we go. Last of the top of the ninth inning. New York trying to protect a two-run lead. 10-8. This will be the second time at bat for Chris Krug. He drew a walk in the seventh inning. Fastball is high. One ball and no strikes on Chris Krug. Ed Bailey has come out on deck. He's throwing the bat for shortstop Don Kessinger. Inside of the letters, and Parsons goes behind 2-0 on Chris Krug. Yankees closed out a good road trip by beating Detroit today 6-5, and they'll open their homestand at the Yankee Stadium on Tuesday night against the Minnesota Twins. 2-0 delivery. Drives him back from the plate. That was way inside. Ball three. Well, it's still floor pacing time. The runners. Here's the pitch. Ground ball back to the mound. Abernathy up with it. Throws to Harvey Keene at first. The side is out and will be going to the ninth. In the eighth inning, the Mets pick up an insurance run. One run, one hit, one error, and two left on. So, at the end of eight, the New York Mets 10 and the Chicago Cubs 8. Well, here we go. Last of the top of the ninth inning. New York trying to protect a two-run lead, 10-8. This will be the second time at bat for Chris Krug. He drew a walk in the seventh inning. Fastball is high. One ball and no strikes on Chris Krug. Ed Bailey. has come out on deck. He's going to bat for shortstop Don Kessinger. Inside of the letters, and Parsons goes behind 2-0 on Chris Crew. Yankees closed out a good road trip by beating Detroit today 6-5, and they'll open their homestand at the Yankee Stadium on Tuesday night against the Minnesota Twins. 2-0 delivery. Drives him back from the plate. That was way inside. Ball three. Well, it's still floor facing time. Here's the 3-0 pitch. This one is a strike, 3-1. Let's have a left-hander and a right-hander getting ready. Parsons trying to come from behind against Krug. Now the 3-1 delivery. It's in. He had him taking again. Now it's 3-2. Jim Befke is the right-hander, Gordon Richardson the left-hander in the Mets bullpen. Infield straight away against Krug. Johnny Lewis a step to left. Pitching 3-2. Struck him out. A fastball in for a ball third strike. Krug never got the bat off of his shoulder. And Parsons came from behind to get him a fine job. One out and nobody on. Now the hitter is Ed Bailey batting for Don Kessinger. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Ernie Banks drove in 4 runs in the first ball game today, hiking his total to 83. Outfield around to right. And he gets the outside corner a strike. One ball and one strike. Well, right about now is a good time to lean back, light up a cool, and enjoy the taste of the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Fastball under the knees. Ball two. It's 2-1 on Bailey. Now Parsons winds. Here's the pitch on the way. He misses high. It's ball three. Once again, Tom working with a 3-1 count. He actually went behind Krug 3-0, but then came back to strike him out. Now he's behind 3-1 on Bailey. Ball four, and Bailey goes to first base. Burton will be coming up for the third time. He was retired by Charlie Smith on a quick play going down the line in the sixth inning, and he fouled out to Crane Pool in the seventh inning. Burton is a switch hitter, and he'll be batting left against Tom Parsons. Both games today have been cliffhangers. The opening game went down to the final out and took a good fielding play by Sano to save it for Chicago. A looping fly ball into short center. Lewis will have to play it on a hop. It's a base hit, and the tying runs are on. Burton with a Texas legger into shallow right center. That brings up Aval Mitano, who's had 3 hits in a row. That is the 11th hit in the game for Chicago. Joe Amalfitano has had base hits his last 3 times up. In the 7th inning, he just missed a home run by about a foot. In the ball game, he has 3 hits and 5 times at bat. Right-hand hitter, Mets have the infield hoping for a shot at 2. A looping fly ball toward the right field line, coming hard as cold, and it drops in for a base hit. Bailey around third is being held up, and now they've got a mix-up, and in the score comes Bailey, runners on second and third. Burton ran up on Bailey, but the Mets could not see it. Their back was to the play, and Bailey then was hurried on home by Alvin Dark, and he makes it in. So get this situation. It's now 10-9. one out and runners on second and third. The last two hits have been Texas Leaguers. That was a bloop double down the right field line. A fly ball. He had been fooled on the pitch. It landed just inside the line. And now Fontano's fourth straight hit. Bailey comes in to score. Now the Mets have to bring the infield in, and the batter is Don Landrum. The tying run is on third, Burton, and Amal Fontano, the lead run, is on second. Now time is called by manager Wes Westrum. And Wes is on his way to the mound. Well, you know you're pitching in hard luck when you get in a hot flutter the way Parsons has. The walk hurt him. He walked Bailey. Ellis Burton blooped one into shallow right center for a single, and then Amal Fontano, a right-hand batter, hit a bloop down the right field line for a double. Actually, Burton, a speedster, had almost run up on Bailey, but Bailey had time to be sent on home. Ball was placed so much over toward the line that even though they had run up on each other, they still had time to send Bailey down the line to score. And now Gordon Richardson is being brought in. In the ninth inning, and so Parsons works one and a third. A luckless one and a third at that. At the moment, Tom has allowed one run and given up two hits. He walked one man and struck out two. And Gordon Richardson faces a very difficult task as he comes in the ballgame. We're waiting now as Richardson throws in his warm-up. And now Glenn Beckert, regular second baseman, a right-hand batter, is stepping in to hit for Don Landrum. The Mets have to play the infield in. So a sticky situation, to say the least. The Mets trying to protect a one-run lead, and Billy Williams is on deck. Now the stretch by Gordon Richardson. Runners on second and third, one out. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a miss, strike one. Clamped on the edge of the infield grass. Fast man hitting, a fast man at third. 10-9, Cubs have the tying run on third, leading run on second. Now the pitch.
Line drive. It knocks Charlie Smith's glove off. He picks it up, and everybody is safe. The ball game is tied up. A line drive hits so hard, it knocks Smith's glove off. Ball rolled in behind him, and this ball game is tied up. That's a base hit for Glenn Beckert. Smitty ran back, picked it up. It looked like he might throw to the plate. But he took a glass and decided he didn't have a chance. And this game is tied up. And the Cubs have runners on first and third. Only one man out. And the hitter is Billy Williams. Boy, the glove went flying off of Charlie's hands. The ball was hit so hard. Went up in the air and fell in behind him. Burton coming in to score the tying run. Now runners on first and third, and Billy Williams up. He has a triple and a home run. A high pop fly into shallow right center. Krause going out. Gold is coming in. And it is dropped by Gold. He misjudged it. Here's the throw coming home. It's cut off. Throw to second, not in time. In the score comes Amal Fontano. And Chicago has gone in front 11-10. Well, everything went wrong at once. A windblown single into right center. As it ultimately wound up, Johnny Lewis could have caught the ball, but Gary Kolb was calling for it all the way, and the wind, which has freshened up, was blowing it over towards center field. So now Fontano comes in. Williams is on with a base hit into right center. Becker stopped at second. Another run batted in for Billy Williams, his second of the ball game. Chicago has gone in front 11-10. They have three runs in the ninth inning. The hitter now is Harvey Keene with one out, runners on first and second. What a day of frustration. Low and outside. One ball and no strike.
assists, two singles, and a double, and a line drive that was hit so hard that it knocked Charlie Smith's glove off. And it's a strike on the outside corner, one ball and one strike. The runs scored. All three of the runs scored here on the ninth are charged to Tom Parsons, who certainly has been luckless. Now the pitch on the way. Outside to Harvey Keene, 2-1. Richardson has faced two men. Beckert, who hit the liner, the Nasmini's glove off, tying the game. Williams, who hit the fly ball to right center, that was misjudged and fell for a base hit, driving in the leading run. Outside. Now Richardson with a 3-1 count on Harvey Keene. Three balls and a strike on Harvey. He's up for the third time, didn't come into the sixth inning. Ball four, that loads the bases. Well, right here we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY and WGFM Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from Shea Stadium. We're in the top of the ninth in the nightcap. Chicago coming from far behind in this game. At one time, they trailed 9-4. They now lead 11-10. Ron Santo batting with the bases loaded, and the pitch is outside, ball one. Chicago Cup third baseman, right-hand batter waiting. And Gordon Richardson, this is outside, ball two. Gordon appears to be a little unnerved by it all, and certainly is understandable. Mets lost the opener 7-6. Foul ball, cuffed back into the crowd. It's two balls and a strike. Beckert is the lead runner at third, Billy Williams on second, and Harvey Keene on first with one man out. Cubs trying to add to their lead. Now the pitch. Ball three. No place to put him, and the count has gone 3-1. Here's the wind-up. 3-1 delivery. Low, it's ball four, and that forces in Chicago's 12th run of the ball game. Beckert coming down the line to score. It's now a four-run ninth inning for Chicago, and they have a two-run lead, 12-10. Run batted in for Ron Santo, his second of the ball game. And that brings up the pitcher, Ted Abernathy. He's hitting for the first time. Hitting in the number six spot in the batting order, Burton is hitting ninth. Foul ball back into the screen. Williams, the lead runner on third. And the pitch by Gordon Richardson is down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Well, walks have really hurt the Mets in this ball game. They have handed out 10 walks. Now Wes Westrum is going to the mat, and we'll get a right-hander. Gordon Richardson will lead the ball game. Jim Befke has been warming up out there. Disappointed. That's had a 9-4 lead in this ball game at the end of three, but Chicago started climbing the hill. They got two in the sixth, the one in the seventh, one in the eighth. They pulled within one run of the eighth inning, and the Mets got what looked like a very big run in the last of the eighth inning, an insurance tally to give them a two-run lead. But the Cubs have come back to score four runs here in the ninth inning. So young Jim Befke, 18-year-old right-hander from Kansas City, is the sixth pitcher ushered into service in this ball game by Wes Westrum. Now Befke into his windup. The squeeze is on, and the ball hits the bat. It's foul. Abernathy hit the dirt to get out of the way of a high, hard one, and the ball apparently hit his bat. Or did it hit Abernathy? Here's Lestrum charging umpire Stan Landis. Lestrum is going to argue it was a foul ball, and I believe Landis has awarded Abernathy first base hit by a pitch. If so, it brings in another run. And Lestrum and Landis are arguing at the plate. Abernathy set straight down to get out of the way of the high, hard one. The suicide squeeze play was on. And Stan Landis says Abernathy was hit by the pitch, and now he's on his feet and going to first base. Billy Williams then is in to score on the hit batsman. And the Cubs now have five runs in and lead 13-10. Now the bases are still loaded. Another run has crossed the plate. Now a five-run inning, and Chicago has opened up a three-run lead. They are in front 13-10. And Chris Krug is batting for the second time in the inning. Upke into his windup. Now the pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike one. Upke winding. Fires way outside. One ball and one strike. Back in the second inning, the Mets scored six runs to build an 8-2 lead. Low and outside, two balls and a strike. The old flash, Frankie Frisch used to always say, oh, those bases on balls, they'll kill you. 2-1 the count. Bepke delivers, a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Harvey Keene is the lead runner. He's at third, Ron Santo at second, and Ted Abernathy at first. Bepke has a 2-2 count on Krug. Now the pitch on the way. Curve, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Two men away. Well, Krug has been up twice and struck out twice. He's the only man the Mets have gotten out here in the ninth inning. Now here's Bailey, who appeared as a pinch hitter for Dan Kessinger, is batting for the second time in the inning. Bailey drew a walk as the pinch batter. Just missed the inside corner. One ball and no strikes. Five runs are in on four hits, three walks, and a hit batsman. Now the curve is over for a strike, 1-1. Cubs have four hits in the inning. One was a Texas League single, one was a Texas League double, one was a wind-blown fly ball that dropped. The only really legitimate hit was a ball that normally would possibly be caught because it was a hard hit line drive into Smitty's glove, but it's so hard it knocked his glove off. It's 1-1 on Ed Bailey. He has to jump back. It's inside. Two balls and a strike. Now Bepke is siding in on Canizaro's target. The 2-1 delivery. Outside, ball three, and here again he has no place to put it. The bases are loaded. Three balls and a strike on Bailey. As a pinch hitter, he's up to the second time in the inning. Now Bepke turning around, checking the defense. Goes into his windup. The 3-1 pitch, way inside, ball four. It's now a six-run inning for Chicago, and they lead 14-10. As Harvey Keene comes down the line to score. That's the fourth walk here in the ninth inning. There also has been a hit batsman. Six runs and the Cubs in front, 14-10. Ellis Burton batting for the second time of the inning. Ground ball hit down to first. Cranepool is up with it. Throws to Bepke covering. In time to satisfy. And it was a nightmare of a ninth. Six runs in on four hits. No errors and three left on. And the score at the end of 8.5 innings. Cubs 14 and the New York Mets 10. And now a word from Cool Filter King.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough
until you change to Cool.
Just not tasting
up too cool.
What kind of cigarette do you smoke? Plain, filter, or one of those new menthols? Makes no difference. Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to Cool's. Only Cool gives you rich, mellow tobaccos, Cool's white filter, and extra coolness. The most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette.
With rich tobaccos, Cool's white filter, extra coolness too.
Discover extra coolness in your smoke. Let Cool's come through for you.
You'll be smoking Cool's all the time once you come up to Cool.
Discover extra coolness. Come all the way up to Cool. Cool Filter Kings.
Well, Lou Klein has a juggle lineup now after the flood of pinch hitters. Ed Bailey will be playing first base. Glenn Beckert is in to play second. Mal Pacano has moved to short. Sando will be at third. Harvey Keene goes to left field. Ellis Burton is in center, and Billy Williams around at right. Chris Krug behind the plate, and Ted Abernathy on the mound. Ed Cranebull leading off for New York, last of the ninth inning, and the Mets four behind. Right in, strike one, go. Abernathy pitched the eighth inning, and the Mets picked up an insurance run off of him. But it was certainly wiped out by a six-run ninth. Line drive in the left field, and brings up the train group. That's Eddie's third hit in five times the time. And it brings up Jim Hickman. Now we'll get warm-up action going in the Chicago bullpen. Jim is 0 for 4. Ground ball bounced to shortstop, and now Pacano to Beckers for one. On to Bailey, double play. Cubs make the 6-4-3 double play. Two outs and nobody on now. The last of the ninth inning, Chicago leading 14-10. This was a ball game. The Mets led 8-2 after two innings and 9-4 after three. But Chicago scored 10 runs in the last four innings. Now the pitch is taken on the outside corner by Gary Cole, strike one. Drive, a base hit to left by Gary Cole. Harvey Keene now playing left field, puts the ball back in. And it's Gary's second hit. Brings up Chris Canizaro. Chris has only been up one time, and he singled to right field. 24 runs, 26 base hits in this one. Cubs trying for a sweep of the doubleheader and the series. Look out. And it grazes the helmet on Canizaro. He's not hurt at all. Just barely kicked him, and he goes to first. Now Joe Christopher is batting for Pepsi. And two on, last of the ninth inning. And Joe Christopher is batting for Jim Bessie. The Cubs sweep the doubleheader. They will extend the Mets' losing streak to 8 straight. Now Abernathy, up in the pitching position, delivers, and it's over for a call strike on the outside corner as the submariner changed up. Cubs won the opener 7-6, putting down a ninth inning uprising, and got six in the ninth inning of this ball game for their lead. It's over for a call strike. So Abernathy has the Mets down to their final strike in the last of the ninth inning. Cubs with a sweep can assure themselves of winning the season series. It would be their 10th win in 16 ballgames. Now the
2-2 pitch.
A swing and a miss, and it's over. Christopher has struck out in the ninth inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. So the Cubs, with a six-run ninth inning, pull out the second ball game and sweep the doubleheader and sweep the four-game series. In the nightcap, New York established a 9-4 lead at the end of three. But Chicago kept pegging away, pulled within one run. The Mets picked up an insurance run in the eighth inning, and the Cubs won it with six runs in the ninth inning. Six pitchers for the New York Mets handed out 11 walks and three hit batsmen, and therein pretty much lies the story of the ballgame. In the second game, Chicago, 14 runs, 14 hits, two errors, and 13 left on. New York, 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors, and 8 left. Abernathy, in his 61st ball game of the year, wins his third against one loss, and he saves 16. The loser, and a luckless pitcher he was, Tom Parsons. Tom now has won one and lost 10. Now be with us on Tuesday night at 10:55 p.m. New York time as the New York Mets meet the league-leading Los Angeles Dodgers. Our engineer has been Sandy Alper, our statistician, Matt Winnick, our producer, Joe Gallagher, and our executive producer, Joel Nixon. The final scores as the Chicago Cubs sweep a doubleheader from the New York Mets, 7-6 and 14-10. Now this is Bob Murphy saying so long for Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner.